Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Tamura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
We're learning Maseches Tamura Daf Lamed Daled. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah talks about two different types of Isuri Anah. When the Torah asks it having Anah, when you're not allowed any benefit from something, there's the Nikvarim, the things that have to be buried, and then there's the Srafim, the things that have to be burnt. The Mishnah says, Kachim She'epila, if you have a female carbon which had a miscarriage, so the Vlad has to be buried. Ashar Niskal, Eglarufa, Tzipari Mitzera, Seir Nazir, Petechamor, Basa Bechalov, Seir Nazir, all these things are from the Nikvarim. All these Isuri Hanah have to be buried. And you have Klayakarim, Arla, Kachim Shenifslu, Nishlu Chutzuzmane Chutzum Kaimai, according to the Mishnah Chametz for Pesach, those are the things that have to be burnt. Now, Kibshutai, the Din Kvurim is a Din Derabanan. There's no Din Kvurim Midaraisa. The reason why the Mishnah says to bury it is that no one should come Lidei Takala. You're not allowed to put an Isser in a place where people won't know that it's Asser. And then they might come to be over the Isser. So if you have Isuri Hanah and you don't bury them, you just dispose of them by throwing them in the street so someone could find them and not know that they're Isuri Hanah and use them. And therefore, the halacha is to bury them. But there's no chiyuv deraisa or mitzvah deraisa of burial. It's just chazal shtel devek. This is the way to properly dispose of Isuri Hanah in a way that no one should be able to come to a takala. The din sreifa, pashas is the mitzvah deraisa. It says by kachim sulim, by noisur it says be'esh tisareif. Rashi brings down the gemara m'sachim in the second perek, daf chav dalid, b'kodesh be'esh tisareif, that all kachim sulim have a din of sreifa be'esh. But that's only when it's kachim sulim. Chulin sh'nishchatu ba'azorah, for instance, or even if you have a carbon, but it's not ready to be a carbon b'chlal, like a carbon that was a pila, so the nafil is not roi, never was roi b'chlal to be a carbon, so that's not called kachim sulim. So it is no din sreifa. That's why it says it's nikvarim. And chulin sh'nishchatu ba'azara, meikir adin is nikvarim. Rabbi Shimon that says nisrafim is because since it looks like kachim sulim, people don't know that it's chulin. They think it's probably a carbon sh'nifsal. So if you don't burn it, they won't know the din that kachim sulim requires sreifa. But the din sreifa by kachim and also by klaya kerim, which Yigmar learns out from tukat eish, tikadesh is tukat eish, it has to be burnt by fire, and arla is learned out from klaya kerim, like Rashi and Taisus say. All these things, there's a mitzvah sreifa, Torah, a mitzvah sasei, to go and burn these things. That's why then it's roughen. Mashenkin, whenever there's no mitzvah to burn it, and in the cases where there's no other compelling reason why Chazal would say to burn it, like we find in the Gemara that a sack that was made from Seir Nazir, which be'etzim has no mitzvah sreifa, but Chazal said to burn it because it could last through a burial, and therefore we don't expect that a burial will properly dispose of it, so Chazal said to burn it. But if that, so then there's no din to burn it, you bury it. Now the Mishnah says at the end that kol nikvarim lo yishrafu, and kol nisrafim lo yikvaru. And the Gemara explains why kol nikvarim lo yishrafu. What's wrong with burning it? Because since kol nisrafim is afrin mutter, whenever there's a mitzvah to burn it, then the ashes are going to be mutter in Hana. Mashenken kol nikvarim, like we explained, there's no mitzvah to burn it, afrin aser. So therefore Chazal said, bedafka, don't burn something which is nikvarim, something which has no mitzvah to burn, because if you do burn it, we're afraid that you might make a mistake and have anah from the ashes. So mele, we bedafka don't want you to burn it. Now, the Mishnah also says that kol nisrafin lo yikbru. If you meant to burn it, you can't bury it. And Rashi says that the reason is because we don't want you to bury it, because maybe someone will find it and have anah from it. So Rabbi Kivega asks, why does Rashi say that? Bishleima kol nikvarim lo yisrafu What's the problem? That we understand we need a tam. Of course, like we said, in the Kvarim, there's no mitzvah's kvura. It's just, you have to dispose of it through kvura, so no one should have a nah. So what's wrong with burning it? So there, we need a tam. Why it could come out of michshel if you burn it? Because people might think that the afer is mutter, and therefore we tell you forget bedafka to bury it, and that way no one can have a nah from the afer. Mashen kain, kol hanisrafim layikvaru. Of course you can't bury it. You have mitzvah to burn it. As they factor b'kiveg in the Gilyan Hashas. So the Brisker Rav brought in the notes in the Kishvei Agriz. He said that the emes is a little bit shrei the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you calling a sraf from Layikrivu? Of course you can't bury it. There's a chiyuv sreifa. So Rashi understood that the Mishnah was saying even without the chiyuv sreifa. Let's say for whatever reason, it's impossible to burn it. So you're not going to anyway be able to mekayim the mitzvah saseh of shreifa. So then you might think, so next best thing is to bury it. Sak the Mishnah no. If it's nisrofim, you should bedafka not bury it. Burying it might make a bigger michshol. So I'm not exactly sure what he means. So what should you do with it? It would seem like leaving it around. I mean, certainly throwing it out into the street would make even a bigger michshol. Maybe it means that you mechuyiv to hold on to it, or mechuyiv to find some way to totally obliterate it and make sure that no michshol comes out gufa from the burial. Now, in the etzem halacha, that the nekvarim is afran aser and the nisrafin is afran mutter. Now, Taisus asks the kasha why. Why is it that way? How come the nekvarim is afran aser and the nisrafin is afran mutter? So Taisus says that the nisrafin is afran mutter because of a klal of nasim mitzvasai. You find that klal by kachim, let's say by dam kachim after the zrika, the halacha is akoponimi deraisa, you're allowed to have anah from it because it's nasim mitzvasai. It's only kachim in order to be a carbon. And if it was niskayim the din carbon for what it became kachim for, it was nasim mitzvasai, then it's mutter. So I understand Taisus to mean that when there's a chi of sreifa, that's tied together with the Isser Hanah. When the Torah said, by Klai Akerim, by Arla, by Kachim Sulim, that there's a din sreifa, you actually learn the din Isser Hanah from the din sreifa. They're tied together. They're one din. The Torah said, don't have anything to do with it, don't get any benefit from it, instead burn it. When you burn it, that's the kiyum of the din of Isser Hanah and Sreifa. You mekayim the din already. It's nasim mitzvasai. That's the end of the din. Now you can have the heter for it. By all the other Isser Hanah, which don't have the din Sreifa, so the Sreifa is not malu meirid. Even though there's a big shinui tzura that you see from the Mishnah, the fact that it looks very different, that a great change happened, and now it's Efer, doesn't make a difference. The Isser Hanah from Sharon Iskol, from Egel Arufa, that's in the etzim chefs of the thing. Even if it's nishtana ma'oyed, it becomes efer, it still retains the same Isser Hanah. There's a kasha from the Kresi Uplesi and Simon Pei Zayin, Sifkat Nalad, by Basa B'chalav. Because Basa B'chalav specifically, there's a gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Ches, a machalikas ha-meron, if efshel l'seichtei aser or efshel l'seichtei mutter. Which means, when you have basa that's cooked in chalav, it becomes basa b'chalav, it's aser b'hanah. What if you were to remove all the chalav from the basar? So there's a man, the ome, efshel l'seichtei mutter. Which means, if you could separate the chalav and the basar, now it's mutter, because the basar is not aser b'hanah, and the chalav is not aser b'hanah. It's the combination that's aser b'hanah. If you are mafrid the combination, if you separate them, so then, there's no aser b'hanah here. Hashenkin, there's another man, the Yama Evshel Seichtei Asur, which we're passing like, but it's a Machalikis Amiron. Evshel Seichtei Asur, there's a Shailin Rishainim, what it means. Does it mean that it's really impossible to separate it? There'll always be some milk left, and that's what Asur is. But the Ran, another Rishainim, learned that it means, Evshel Seichtei Asur means once you cook the milk and the meat together, it's not the combination that's Asur. The Etzem meat is Asur, the Etzem milk is Asur. Even if you separate them totally and there is no milk left, the meat alone is aser. So the Kresi places kashas like this. Mishloima, if you hold that once you cook the meat and milk together, the chefs of the milk, the chefs of the meat, they both become aser. And separating it doesn't help. So who then if you burn it? Lamaisa, it's the same milk, the same meat, even though it had a big sheenit syrup, I could understand that the ashes are still aser bahana. But if you hold, you still need the milk and the meat together to aser. If you hold efshel seichte mutter, or if you understand efshel seichte aser to mean that there is some milk left, he says when you burn it, there's no more milk. That's it. There's not a drop of milk left. It's ashes. If it's not a drop of milk left, it's ashes. So why don't you say efshel seichte mutter? Or why don't you say that even if you hold efshel seichte aser, that's because there's some milk left. Now there's no milk. So Mela, why wouldn't it be mutter ba'anah? He clears to say nechinami. It's only an issur derabanan. The balt basa b'cholav is not really min anisrofin. He just managed to find a way to get all the milk out. So derabanan didn't want to make it choluk from the other nikvarim. I think some taina that the kasha is not muchrich. You could say when you burn basa b'cholav, the ashes are coming from the cholav also. So a male, it's really basa b'cholav. It's just now in another form. He's never gone out that way. He's never, the ashes are only from the basar. There is no cholav left. That's the case who places kasha. Now there's a yisoid that I think, I see it being the same yisoid. The Reb Chaim uses this yisoid to say ishtikl b'negei the din of chametz b'pesach. And the Biskarov uses the yisoid b'negei the sugya of seyer nazir. And the insight is that in order to be called nisrafin, to make the eifer's mutter, the mitzvah sreif is not enough. Like we said, the insight of davar is nasa mitzvasei. Nasa mitzvasei is, the way Reb Chaim and the Briskerov say the insight, is if the mitzvah sreif is mitzad the chefza. If the mitzvah sreif is mitzad the chefza of the isra anah, so then you could say that when it's burnt, it's nasa mitzvasei, and the eifer is mutter. If the mitzvah sheif is not mitzad the chefsa, the mitzvah sheif is mitzad the gavra, stam, there's a chiyuv to burn it for a different reason. Not because the etzem chefsa is ton sreifa. So then you can't call it nasa mitzvasei, and the eifer would not be mutter. I would say in a little bit of a different nusach, that the pshat is that the mitzvah sreifa has to be tied to the isra anah. If the isra anah and the mitzvah sreifa is from the same din, then you could look at the sreifa as being an asa mitzvasei, and afterwards it will become mutter ba'anah. Mashayin kain, if the mitzvah sreifa is from one din, and the isra anah is from a tzveita din, it's two completely different dinim, then, l'chayr it's pashit, then it's not nasa mitzvasei. The mitzvah sreifa is from a different din. So what does the nasa mitzvasei of the mitzvah sreifa have to do with the isra anah? But I'll be right, they don't say it exactly that way. They say it the way I said it first, that the mitzvah sreifa has to be from the chefza. So first the Reb Chaim. Right? Our Mishnah brings the din of chametz u'pesach for klal ha'nisrafin, and kol ha'nisrafin afra mutter. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikish Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't be a chametz al sreifa. The only way you're allowed to destroy chametz is by burning it. And the Chachamim say, no, af mefarev ezeri l'ruach ha'mat l'ayom, that the din by chametz is ashbisase b'chol davar, you could destroy it any way you want. Now there's a machlekes Rishonim who we paskin like. There's also a machlekes Rishonim exactly when the machlekes of Huna Rabbanan is that after this man Isser, before this man Isser, then kam malkum l'arach kol kach. But for the shtickel, we have the Turin Simon Tav Mem Hei that says, that we have a machlokes Rishonim, do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and via chametz al sreifa, or like the Rabbanan, that hashbisase b'chol davar. So the Torah says, is an afkamina lahalacha, what happens after you burn the chametz? Because if you hold ain't via chametz al sreifa, so after you burn the chametz, the eifer is mutter, call the shrafen after mutter, mashenken if you hold hashbisase b'chol davar. So it's not nisrafen. If it's not nisrafen, then the din is, by other isuri hana that are not nisrafen, the din is the eifer is aser. So, if you have chametz on Pesach and you burn it, if you hold them be a chametz al sreifa, you could have enough in the eifer. If you hold ashbasasa b'chol davar, it is aser to have enough in the eifer. So the Magen Avram, in the beginning of Simon Tav Mem Hei, says that the Rambam paskins that ashbasasa b'chol davar, But the Rambam says that you could burn it, or you could be mefarav v'zer l'ruach emat aliyah. The Rambam's mashma, you could burn it if you want, you could also destroy it another way. So in fact, the Magen Avraham, according to the Torah that's saying that if you hold the Envi HaChametz al HaShreifa, so then the Eifer is mutter, but if you hold the Shmasatzah b'chol David, the Eifer is aser, so why would you be allowed to burn it? We have a din of kolon ikvarim la'yisru, the Mishnah says. He's bothered by the kasha. He claims that maybe mechuyif to bury it after you burn it. But Rabbi Kivenga there says he doesn't understand the whole shmuz. He doesn't understand the tur. He would think that according to everyone, the eifer should be mutter after you burn it. Because he says, what's the reason why kolon nisrafin is afra mutter and kolon ikvarim is afra nasr? Like we said before, Taisa says, because by Nisrafin, it's Nasa Mitzvasei. There's a mitzvah Sreif, it's Nasa Mitzvasei, Nasa Mitzvasei. Ein by Mishim Ila, Nasa Mitzvasei is Paka the Isser Hanah. Now, Shanky and Makol and Ikvarim, there is no mitzvah Sreif. So, Mel, it's not Nasa Mitzvasei. So, Akta by Chomis is definitely a mitzvah to destroy it. Rabbi Yehuda says you only Mekayim the mitzvah if you burn it. And the Chum say that you get a key in mitzvah of destroying it, even if you didn't burn it. Any way you destroy it, you Mekayim the mitzvah. But certainly, according to the Chachamim, there is a mitzvah when you burn it. It's not like Nikvarim, which Bechlal is no mitzvah to burn it. By Chametz, there is a mitzvah to burn. According to Abihu, the Dafka to burn. According to Rabbanan, you could destroy it another way. But when you burn it, you're doing a mitzvah. So even according to Rabbanan that say that you don't Bedafka have to burn it, Ashbisasa Bechal Davar, but still I would think you can have a noah from the Afer if you burn it, because you did the mitzvah. It was Nasa Mitzvah, so you vaitish and have the head of Nasa Mitzvah, so even according to the Rabbanan. So Meili is asking Akash on the Torah. The Torah says that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Mi'a Chametz al HaShreifa, then the Afer would be Mutter Bahana. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, that Hashbisasa B'choldavar, then the Afer would have to be Asir Bahana. Why would that be? He would think that even according to the Rabbanan that hold, Hashbisasa b'chol davar, but since it's a mitzvah to destroy it, if you choose to destroy it through burning, you're mekayim the mitzvah of destroying it, it should be nasa mitzvasai, and vayta the eifah should be mutter. Zogt Reb Chaim, that the din to destroy it according to Yehuda, and the din to destroy it according to the Rabbanan, achalak biki yisai dina. Reb Chaim is in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. Because the din to destroy it according to Yehuda is learned that from Neser. It's a din in the Chefza. That's what each tells it of that. The Chefza is Tan Sreifa. The Chefza of Chametz needs Sreifa. Or like we said, the Svara, that din to burn it is part of the din of Isser Hanah, like by Neser. So Mela, when you burn it, you Mekayim the mitzvah of the Chefza, you did the mitzvah of the Isser Hanah, and Mela, the Eif is going to be mutter. Hashem Cain, according to Rabbanan, there's no din sreifa that you learn from Neser. So why do you have to destroy it? There's a mitzvah say called Teshbisu. Teshbisu is not a din in the chefs of the chametz. Teshbisu is a din in the gavra. You now don't have chametz. If you don't have chametz, you mekayim the mitzvah Teshbisu. So the key of the mitzvah Teshbisu, that the gavra doesn't have any chametz anymore, that's not a nasa mitzvah to matter the isra anah of the chefs of the chametz. So the Mele, the Torah is right. Even though there's a mitzvah to destroy it either way, Sai according to Yehuda, Sai according to Rabbanan. But according to Yehuda, the mitzvah to destroy it is a mitzvah in the chefs of the chametz. Well, the way we're saying it, that's Tzugabundin with the Isser Anor. So Mele, that mitzvah to destroy it, which is only a Skyim through Sreifa, is going to be Nasa Mitzvah, so the Eifah is going to be Mutter. Mashenken, according to Rabbanan, Enechinamin is a mitzvah to destroy it. But that mitzvah, stam a mitzvah on the gavra. A mitzvah on the gavra, not to have chametz, that's not going to be a nasa mitzvah, so for the chefs of the chametz, the eifer will still be aser. Chaim uses this also to answer the Rambam. The Rambam there says that if you buy chametz on Pesach, or if you mechametz chametz on Pesach, you did a maisa to be over lo yirah, you get malchus. If you just happen to have the chametz because you didn't destroy it, that's a lot of shame, but maisa, you don't get malchus. But if you did a ma'isa of buying the chametz, or if you took dough and made it into chametz, you did a ma'isa, you got malchus. So the Olam asks, there's a Gemara Mitzachim Daf Tzadikei that calls the lav of Layiro Layimatzei Lavanitiklasei of Teshbisu. So how could the Rambam say again Malkus? It's a Lavanitiklasei. Zok Tepchaim. If you look good at that Gemara, you'll see it's going according to the Kshita of Rabbi Huda. It's going according to Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda l'shitasei holds Ein Biyacham Etzel L'Sreifa. So according to Rabbi Huda, there's a positive mitzvah inside the chefs of the chametz to burn it, like by Neisser. So that's a lav and nit to class A. By keeping the chametz, now you're doing the mitzvah with the chametz, that's menatik, the fact that you kept the chametz, that's a lav and nit to class A. Hashenken, according to the Rabbanan, teshbisu is not mitzad the chefs of the chametz. All teshbisu means is that you shouldn't have chametz, Rabban says this Agdar in the first parak of Psachim. All teshbisu means is that you shouldn't have chametz. It's kind of like an iser asay. The male according to Rabban, and it can't be a lav and nit deklasay. So that's how the Rambam learned that that Gemara was a Yehuda l'shitasay. Only if you hold the imbiyah chametz al shreifa, then you could say it's a lav and nit deklasay. Hashenkein, if you hold hashvasasa b'chol davar, so that say and the lav are not connected. That's the shtickler of Chaim. And again, like we said, it's the aside that you need a mitzvah mitzad the chefsa. Now here's the shtickle from the Briskerov. The shtickle from the Briskerov is in the Chedushim Aron Rizalei Ve'al Rambam. It's in Hilchus Nazirus. It's not on any particular Rambam. It's just on the Sugya. It's on page 52 in the Sefer. But the Shaila is like this. The Mishnah mentions Seir Nazir, the hear of a Nazir. It's an Isser Hanot, and it's from the Nikvar. So the Gemara asks a Kasha. Here it says Seir Nazir Yikavir. The hear of a Nazir is buried. Ramlei Tavi l'Rav Nachman. Tavi asks the Kasha to Rav Nachman. T'na'an Seir Nazir Yikavir. Here it says that the hear of a Nazir is Isser Hanot, and what type of Isser Hanot, that you dispose of it not through Sefer but through Kvura. But I have a Mishnah, Ha'orig Moloi Asit, Mitzema Bechar, or Miseir Nazir, is Yidlak HaBeged, or Yidlak HaSak. That if you take Seir Nazir, and you make a thread out of it, and you weave it into a Beged, you have to burn the Beged. So the Gemara asks that Stira. So Rav Nachman answered the Stira, once talking about a Nazir Tahar, and once talking about a Nazir Tameh. By a Nazir Tameh, there is no Din Shreifa, but by a Nazir Tahar, Rashi brings, his Pasuk says a Din Shreifa, it says, V'nosan ala eish, ashetacha zevach hashlamim. So it says a Din Shreifa. So that's why a Nazir Tahar needs Shreifa. V'nosan ala eish, ashetacha zevach hashlamim. A Nazir Tameh does not need Shreifa. Later, the Gemara brought one more teretz from Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said that kam b'seir, kam b'sak. And Rashi explains that really you don't need Shreifa. Really you would need Kvura. But when you're dealing with here, so if you bury here, then the here will be completely disposed of. It won't be any problem. But when you're dealing with a sack made out of here, so that's a durable thing. If you bury the sack, it's not going to be disposed of. Someone's going to uncover it and find an aminena from it. So that's why Chazal said you have to burn it. And Rashi says, according to Abchiya by Yosef, idi benazir tame, which means that Abchiya by Yosef is maskam benazir tar, you need shreifa. But he didn't want to zetzain the Mishnah both by nazir tar, but when the one by nazir tar, one by nazir tame does not need shreifa, but still by a sack, which can't be disposed of easily, then you do Shreifa even though you don't need Shreifa. And he says, or you could say Reb Chiya Bar Yosef said that they're both by Nazir Tar. In other words, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Bechal wouldn't hold of the Din Shreifa by Seir Nazir, only by Sak, even by Nazir Tar, only by Sak because Kvura wouldn't work. Ad kan the Gemara from what we need. So effective is grab a number of questions. First of all, when our Mishnah says that Seir Nazir is Yikavir, and the Gemara had a Stira, the Gemara went all the way to a Mishnah in Arla, referring to somebody who took Seir Nazir and wove it into a sack. Why didn't the Gemara ask a kasha from the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'lokach Seir Nazir v'nosan ala eish shetach hazevach hashlamim. And the Mishnayis and Nazir constantly talk about this thing. Kama Mishnayis and Brises that discuss this halacha of shilua chaseya tachas adayin, that you burn the hair. What did he want from the Mishnah in Arla saying that when you weave the seir into a bag, you burn it? Typically, it's halacha. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's halacha by every nazir. What was the kasha b'chol? That was his first kasha. And secondly, what's Rav Chiya bar Yosef answering the kasha, kam b'seir, kam b'sak? If you go with the Shani Rashi, that they're both by Nazir Tomei, so Kumtai says he's saying that there's a din of v'nosan ala eisha shetacha zeva chashlom, even by Nazir Tomei, it's actually a Gemara Nazir Daf Mem Hei, where there's a machlekes tanam, Rabbi Meir Taka holds that way, but the Rabban hold not that way. I mean, what's the machlekes here? What's the shaila here in our Gemara? A Nazir Tar, we know that has to burn his behir under the daid, and a Nazir Tomei is a machlekes tanam. And particularly the tzad that Rashi says that they're both tumah and Nazir Tar. How could he say a Nazir Tar doesn't need Sreifa, only by Sak? It's not true. The Pasuk says it does need Sreifa. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? Zog de Biskarov, there's a Sifri in Nasai. Sifri darshins the Pasuk, V'nasan ala eisha shetacha zevach hashlamim, Ainly al tachas evach hashlamim, tachas achatas, tachas osha minayin. How do you know you could put it, if you can't put it under the shlamim, you could also put it under the cooking chatas and osha? Tamaloy metachas zevach mikol makam. It says the extra word zevach, it should have just said tachas hashlamim. Tachas zevach hashlamim tells you even the chatas and osha. Ainly al b'mikdash b'gvumim minayin. Tamaloy mevenasan ala eish mikol makam. It says venasan ala eish, it didn't have to say ala eish to tell you even if it's Bigvulin. So the Shaila is, what did the Sifri mean? It's actually a Machlekes Tia Nazir, a Machlekes Tanon, if Megaleach B'Medina is Meshaleach Sar Tachas Hadait. If someone is not Megaleach by the Beis HaMikdash, but is Megaleach in the Medina, does he also send the hair that it should be under the cooking Shlamim? So is that what the Sifri is saying? The Sifri is going like the Tanoim that hold that Megaleach B'Medina Meshaleach Seya Tachas Adait. And it's being marmed from V'nosan Ala Eish that not only Megaleach B'Mikdash has a din that the hair goes under the pot, but Megaleach Medina also does. And Zogdi B'Skirov, you can learn a different pshat, that Einach Rabbi is no din of under the pot. There's a nayadin v'nasan ala eish. Stop. You have to burn the hair. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of putting the hair under the cooking pot of the carbon. And he said the Medrash Rabbah is mefurish that way. Because the Medrash Rabbah first says, Ma'be migaleach pesach ha'omayr l'mgaleach medina, ha'migaleach pesach ha'omayr ha'mashleach z'sar tachas ha'dayin, fa'migaleach medina lo y'mashalchi tachas ha'dayin. That's what the Medrash starts off with. Two lines later, the Medrash says, "Ainly al tachas hashlam tachas achatis minayin tamalay mezevach. Ainly al shesoyfa el bezmashmeach mikdash medina minayin tamalay v'nasan al eish." So the Medrash clearly brings this drasha v'nasan al eish from Megaleach Medina, and the Medrash two lines before said that there's no din of meshaleach sar tachas adoit. Zog de Biskirov in them state that the Sifri's v'nasan al eish, if it's the same drasha as the Medrash, is not a din that Megaleach Medina is Meshaleach Tzar. No, he's not Meshaleach the Tzar. It's a din straight from the Tzar. He says it's also very mefurish in the Sifri Zuta, because the Sifri Zuta is marba for V'nasan ala Eish if all the Kabbanis became Tomei. If all the Kabbanis became Tomei, how do you know you still have to burn it? V'nasan ala Eish. He says if all the Kabbanis became Tomei, there's no din of Shiluach Tachas Adai, there is no date. You don't cook them, you burn them. Elamai, alayah din sreifa sasar. Hazak de Rav Azai. If you're coming to mitzad the mitzvah of v'nasan ala eish ashetach hazevach hashlamim, that's not going to make it minan esrafim. That's not going to make it afra mutter. Because that's not a din in the chefs of the seir. And in my nusach, that has nothing to do with the isra'ana of the seir. That's not a mitzvah midine isra'ana of the seir. That's a mitzvah midine nazir, the gavra of the nazir. That's his avoda. He has to bring karbanis, he has to do yiluach, and he has to take the seir, this megaleach with, and put it under the pot. So hadnish with the chefs of the here has nothing to do with the chefs of the seir. So that can't make it minan esrafim. That's not going to make it afra mutter. What would make it minan esrafim if there's a din to burn it even without the mitzvah, even when you're not being mekayim this mitzvah, there is no mitzvah b'chai gavna of an asana al eisha shetach hazevach hashlamim, and you still have to burn it. That's mitzad the chefs of the hair. Hazak the riskirav, now the Gemara is lichtig. Because the Gemara can't stop ask a kasha from the pasuk. How could you say that say an oz is yikaver? I, the pasuk says that you have to put a tachas adait. That's not going to make it min an isrofim. That doesn't make it mitzad the chefsim in an isrofim. That's a mitzvah you have to do with it. You could say the mish is talking about the chagavni. You couldn't do the mitzvah. You megleich medina, or the kachim became sulim, or it's already too late. The kachim already eaten, and the seir is still around. So then the din is covered. There's no din sreif from mitzad the seir. Now that's why the Gemara had to ask a kasha from the Mishnah Orla. The Mishnah Orla is talking about, you took the seir, you made it into threads, and you made it into a sack, and now you have a sack, and it says you burn it. It's not saying that you mekayim the mitzvah of an asan al eish. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is talking about no shayachas in an eish. Stam! Mitzad the chefs of the Eretz Yisrael, no, it has to be burnt. That is a gavaldik akasha. Mitzad the etzim chefs of the Yisrael, no. Is it min elisrof or min ekbar? Does it have to be burnt or not? Our Mishnah says he cover, that Mishnah says he dolek. So kum tais, when Rashi says the sreif eksiv bei deksiv v'nasan ala eish, he doesn't mean the mitzvah of v'nasan ala eish. He means the drosh of the sifri. That the sifri is darshaning, like we see from the Medrash Rab and the sifri zuta, that even without the mitzvah of v'nasan ala eish, the stam of mitzvah sreifam, it's not the chefs of the seir, that would make it nisrofin. So on that, Rab Chiya ben Yosef argues. Well, one shot is Rav Chiya ben Yosef is maskim that by Nazir Torah is a mitzvah sreifa, and he's going and saying both Mishnayis are by Nazir Tami where there's no mitzvah sreifa, but since it's a sack and kfur is not a good way to dispose of it, so that's why you do sreifa even though there's no mitzvah sreifa. But he has one side to say that by Nazir Torah is also no mitzvah sreifa. Not like the Josh of the Sifri. That's down. By Nazir Torah is no mitzvah sreifa. Avadin is a mitzvah of an asan ala eish. Avadin a mitzvah on the gavra is there. But when there's no mitzvah on the gavra and asan ala eish, when you can't do that anymore, even though it's an azatar, there's no mitzvah straight from mitzad the chefza, mitzad the seir alain, and memela, and a chanami, of course, by a regular case, you're going to burn it because of the mitzvah on the gavra, but that's not going to make it min an asrafim. That's not going to make it that when you weave it into a sack, you're going to say yidolik. The Briskerov brings a Yerushalmi in Arla that says a teretz like Ay Gemara Kamen Azatari Kamen Azatame, and if Shimon Larkish says a teretz Kamen Mikdash Kamen Gvulin. They say there it's more mafurish that there's an amayr that holds than if there was no kiyum of Giluach B'Mikdash, there is no din sreifa. So that's a machloikis amayron. Is there a din sreifa mitzad the chefs? Avada. Where there's a din mitzvah shiluach, that's a machloikis tanami, says. You can't say kama mikdash kama din is talking about the mitzvah shiluach. That's a machloikis tanam. Now like we said, if he says the teretz kama mikdash kama medina, he's saying this chiddush. Then when you don't have the mitzvah shiluach, of course we're going like the man Yom that medina, there's no mitzvah shiluach. There is no din sreifa mitzad the chefso. And then the Briskerov says another geshmak ezach. Because he wants to explain the chilah between the seir v'nozit tor and the seir v'nozit tameh. Now that we're saying that it's not the pshat, because nozit tor has a mitzvah of v'nosan, as a sar tachas eish shetachas ever, al eish shetachas ever chashlamim, I mean. But it's a drosh that we're learning that mitzad the chefs of the seir, it needs sreifa. And we're saying that by nozit tameh, you don't have that din. It's also bano, but it doesn't need sreifa. Hazak derav that you can learn that the din isra na by the seir of a nozit tameh and the din isra na by a seir of a nozit tar is cholok biki yisay dinam. It's not stam exeris akasuv. It's one isra na and it happens to be if it's a nozit tar, it needs sreifa. If it's a nozit tameh, it doesn't need sreifa. No, the etzim din is chaluk. Because the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin learns that, how do you know Seyin Nazar is Asur Bano? Because the Pasuk says, Kadesh Yiyam, Gadol Perisai, Roisha Gidula Yiyah Kadesh. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Kadesh Yiyam, that Gadol Perisai, Roisha, what grows is Kadesh is Asur Bano. Now, the Gemara in Avayda Zorah Daf Ayin Dalid, Rashi says that it's Asur Bano, Zakt Rashi, because the Pasuk says, V'nosan al Eish Shetach HaZevach HaShlomim. Appellate to Rashi. And the Gemara in Kedushin brings the Pasuk Kadesh Yigal Perisai Rosh. And Rashi says that the Pasuk V'nosan al Eish, that Emes is Zaktabrov, the Yishalmi, and Avodah Zarah says exactly like Rashi. But why should Rashi say like the Yishalmi and not like the Bavli? Zaktabrov, the Sifri, says like this. It says Kadesh Yigal. Since it says v'gila charaz v'pesach ha'el moyed ein li ala megleich k'mitzvasei shesari aser v'oiser k'chu listim in ayin tamaloy mekadesh yiyem mikol makay. That says that the pasuk v'gila chanazir, and l'chari means the end of the pasuk, that the nazir asar ala eish shetach hazev v'chashlamet, and that teaches you that a nazir tor asar is aser banor. How do you know Gechu listim? That he wasn't Megaleach Gechu listim. How do you know it's Asabana? Bring to the Pasuk of Kaddish Yiyah. So Zakhtar Biskrov, okay. So it's Miyushiv the Rashi. Because Kaddish Yiyah is to teach you Gechu listim. And when the Nazir himself is Megaleach, we don't need Kaddish Yiyah. The Sifri is saying, V'nasan al-Eish itself tells you Nisra'ana. But Frat, the way we're saying from the Sifri, that V'nasan al-Eish is telling you it didn't strafe even without the mitzvah. When the Pasuk tells you it didn't strafe, it didn't strafe in them state the Nisra'ana. Like you find by Kalayim, Tikdash, Tukaresh tells you Nisra'ana. Or by Nisra, Be'esh Tisarif, the Gemara Pesachim says, it tells you Nisra'ana. No, fact of risk you're on, but if you already know the Isra'ana from Kadesh Yiyah, that even Gulchu Listim has an Isra Ano. So why do we need any more the Pasuk V'nasan al-Eish for the Isra Ano? Why would Rashi bring, in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalet, why would Rashi bring V'nasan al-Eish? Avada without the Pasuk of Kadesh Yiyah, so then Nazir Torah we would know from V'nasan al-Eish. But once we have the Pasuk of Kadesh Yiyah, so that should cover all Naziris. Why shouldn't it cover, just like it covers Gulchu Listim, why shouldn't it also cover the din of Gulchu Kemitzvasai? So Zakti Biskirav Mayridik. Zakti Biskirav, when the Nazir is Megaleach after the Nazirus, he's no longer a Nazir. We pass into Glachas as Na Ma'akev. So as soon as his Zrikis Dam of one of the Karbanis, he's Eis Nazir. He could drink wine, he could metamel amesim, he's not a Nazir. No, he has a halacha. There's a halacha, he should be, bedavki, he should be Megaleach. It's a mitzvah to be Megaleach. So Zakhtar Biskirav, and this applies to Nazir Tamei also. Kol Zman he's a Nazir. So you have the case of Gechu listed in the Sifri said. You have the case of Nazir Tamei, Agamara said. But it's one din. That's learned out from Kaddish Yiyah. And there he is a Nazir. When he does the Giluach of Nazir Tamei, he's a Nazir. He has only Surah Nazir. That's one din. That's a din of Kaddish Yiyah. When he is a Nazir, Kol Zman he is a Nazir. And the here gets off somehow. Either Gechu listim, or he became Tameh, and he had to be Galeach al Sadin of Taglachas Nazir Tameh. But this is a Nazir being the Galeach. You have the Indian of Kaddish Yiyah, Galo Perisai Raishai. But a Nazir Tor, he's not a Nazir anymore. A Nazir Tor that's Megaleach is Mitzvah Kiluach, it's after the Nazirus. The Nazirus is finished, he brought a carbon, there's Nizir Kadam, he's Mutter in Yayin, he's Mutter Thomas Mimesim. So what's the din of Isra Anah, which like we're saying is learned out from V'nasan al-Eish, which is learned out from the din Sreifa? The Isra Anah is that the byproducts of a Giluach, of the mitzvah of Taglachas of a Nazir Tor, that gets a din Sreifa. That's the Isra Anah. Zakti Biskrov, a Moiritik Achidish Ladina Lefizeh. If let's say, when he's a Nazir Tor, after the carbon was brought, someone takes out the here shaloi betar, so there is no, he wasn't mekayin the mitzvah giluach by this here removal, that here won't become asubana. So come dice, it's b'chol not shver and Rashi and Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalet why he brought the pasuk, v'nasan, which we have the drasha of the Sifri, which is marbe from the Estam, it didn't sreif on the Sar mitzad the Sar. Because that's the only Yisir Evan Azatar. And that's why it's Minan Israfim. It has an Isser Anor, which is only learned down from Sreifa. And Nazat Tameh, that's the same thing as Gechul Listim. That's the hair that was taken off of a Nazir when he was a Nazir. That's a din of Kaddish, Yigal, Peres, Sareshek. There's no din Sreifa there. That's a din of Nikvarim. That's our Mishnah saying Nazir Yikaveh. So it's not stab up Zeris the cost of Alma, it's the same here, but happens to be if he's Tameh, it's Nikver, if he's Tarif, it's Yisarif. It's two completely different dinim. Learned that from two completely different psukim. One is a din here that was taken off a Nazir while he was a Nazir. It's Kaddish Yigala Paris Iresh Gedula Yia Kaddish. And that's when Nikvar and Vushtate Sreifa there. And then you have another din. He's Ais Nazir. You take his hair, it's Mutabano. But here that came from a taglachas, that the Torah was mechayev after the finish of the Naziris, that here is a Nayadin Sreifa. It's Nisraf, and that's the Yisra Ano. But I yaitze mitvareinu, that the Rav is also saying the same as Seder of Chaim, like Rav Chaim said by Chametz, that's only a mitzvah inside the chefs of the Chametz, which will make the Chametz min an Asraf and an Afra Mutter. That should be who the vein be a Chametz al Asreifa. Masha'en gain of Stam and Mitzvah on the Gavra. Of Teshbisu, like the Rabbanash Vesasa B'chol Davar, that's not going to make an Asa Mitzvasai. The Brisker Rav is saying the same thing, Legabe Seir Nazir, that the Gemara is trying to figure out where we know that Nazir, what type of Seir Nazir in an Kvarim and an Asrafim, the Gemara doesn't bring a Mefurish of Pasuk, that there's a din, that a Nazir has to put the Sar on the Eish Shetach HaZevach HaShlamim. Sok the Brisker Rav, that's a Mitzvah Mitzvah the Gavra, that wouldn't make him in an Asrafim. It has to be a limud from that pasuk to a free stand that stam even without that mitzvah as a din israfim. That's what the Gemara here is muching zich with. That's what's not so pashit. That's what Reb Chiya bar Yosef may be saying not that way. You need mitzad the etzim chefs of the seir to be nisrafim. And that's how the Bishra fears of Ismayridik. That's the chilik nazatari nazatameh. It's not stam a chilik. And it's not a chilik in the mitzvah of v'nasa nesasar that only applies to Torah not Tameh. But the pshat is there's two different types of Yisuri Anah. There's Yisuri Anah learned that from Kaddish Yigal Aperis HaRoshay, and for that he has to actually be a Nazir, like a Nazir Tameh, or Gehu Listim. And then there's another Yisuri Anah learned out from v'nasa nala'esh, which makes it from the Nisrafim, where he's not a Nazir anymore, but the din that is Mekayim and Mitzvah Steglachas, that makes the din Sreif on here, that makes an Yisuri Anah. And that's why it's been an Nisrafim. And now let's see one more inyan. The Gemara here on the Mishnah that it brought down of the Seir Nazir, that it was Oreg B'sak. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Levatal Sak Beruba. The Bemisin, it's a Sher Shak Levitaria. It's unclear what that had to do with the Nisrafim and the Kbarim of the Gemara. There's a guy in here that mentions like Asinan. There's a guy in Shnei Salio on the Mishnah there in Arla, which has a whole different pshat in Gerson, the Gemara, a very shver shak levitarya, there's the Igris Moshe and Yeredei Chela Gimel, Simeon Beis, he says a whole pshat. But we won't go into it bichlal. Just one nekuda, that the Gemara has a kasha, that when you have one thread of the Seir Nazir being nerig in a sack, you have to burn the sack, the Gemara has a kasha, should be baltal b'roiv, and Rashi has a kasha, and Kamar Rishayim asks kasha, there's a Gemara, it's in Nida Daf Samech Aleph and Mebeiz, it's in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Hei Mebeiz, that says that if you have a beged Sh'ava B'Kalayim, Harez Elohim Kerenu L'Goy. You have a woolen beged, that one string of Pishtun, one thread of Pishtun got mixed into the woolen beged, and now you have a beged of Shatnez, you have no idea where the linen thread is. So Memela, you can't do anything with this beged. You can't sell it to a guy. You might sell it to a yid. So, Frekt Rashi and the Rishonim there, Enida and Avodah Zarah, why don't we say that the Pishtun is bottle and the beged is bottle bereiv? Here we're saying that the sack of Yisuri Anah, the sack of Seir Nazir, the thread of Seir Nazir is bottle bereiv in the sack. And the Gemara answers Tomat Sfirta, which the Chayyim means it's a Dava Chashiv. It can't be bottle, like a Dava Chashiv, which is not bottle, like a Dava Shebiminyan. But there, it's just a thread. So just like here we're saying that a thread is batal bereiv in the beged, why don't we say there that the thread of Pishton is bought to bereave in the Begad of Tzemer. So Rashi says, Hola Pirchihi, the Beklayim le'omel about the Beruba, the Iker Issa Klayim le'asatoyal de Teruvis, who Klayim etagimin and Erevin, v'leshayach behu beto. And the Rishayim, Taisus in Avodah Zarah and Nida, the Rosh and Nida, the Ridvan Avodah Zarah, and Kama other Rishayim, say be'erich the same teretz. Now a lot of them say avarit because they're both heter, both the Tzemer and the Pishtim is heter, and since they're both heter, it can't be batel. You can't have heter. Bittel means when you have a teruvus of Isser and heter, the Isser is a mean, it becomes batel. But if it's heter be heter, it can't be batel. Now if you just say the svara that way, that sounds a little bit like we mentioned earlier in the previous shurim, the Ran in Nedarim in the sixth parak that explains why Dava Sheish Lamatirim, that the reason why Dava Sheish Lamatirim is not batel is because it's missing in the snagdus. It's like the man the Yom, the Tana, it says, Mim b'min alei batel, because they're two of the same thing. This one's mutter, and this one's going to be mutter. So Mamela, it's not misnagged. He says, if you hold Mim b'min alei batel, it means that it has to be misnagged in the shame, they have to be two different minim. If you hold Mim b'min is batel, so even though they don't have to be misnagged in the shame, but because they have to be misnagged in the din, the halacha has to be different. One's asr, one's mutter. But if they have the same halacha, like the Gemara there learns that Oilameim of Atlan Zezef, they're both Nizruk on the Mizbech, they're not batel. They have the same halacha, they both have the same din, that also means it's not batel. So here also, you could say that's the Svara. Since here, by the case of the Seir Nazir was in the sack, the Seir Nazir is Isra Anah, the sack is Mutabanah, so the Chayach Bittel, Mashenk and Semer and Pishtim, they're both head to beheter, so male's not Chayach Bittel, there's no Snagdus. But Rashi here, and the Rishayim also, are quite saying a different svara. Rashi is saying, Ike is a klayim la'asatei al de teruvis, v'l'shayich bu bittel. And the Lashon of the Rishayim, Taisus and the Rosh, v'l'shayich bittel b'roivel isa shenasarev beheter, avol heter shenasarev beheter, v'ayde teruvis zen nesar l'shayich bittel b'roiv, and the Rosh's isra is, the enkan alachaticha achas shel iser. Not only a vart because it's heter beheter. The vart is because the iser is the teruvis. There's no chilik at all between tzemer and pishtim. Tzemer and pishtim are both mutter. When you have tzemer mixed with pishtim, every drop is aser. It's one shtick iser. So it's not negeya which one's a tzemer, which one's a pishtim. You can't say bittel. If the pshat is you have a thread, and the thread is Isser, and the other thread's a mutter. So it's negeya. There's only one thread that's Isser. And I don't know which one it is. So I have a teruvis. So mele, raiv, the thread's a mutter. I say everything's mutter. It's batel b'raiv. Here, I don't have a thread that's Asser, a thread that's mutter. I have a thread that's pishtan. I have raiv threads that's semer. But it's not negeya if the thread is semer or pishtan. They're all Asser. They're all mutter when there's no teruvis. They're all also when there is a teruvis. Like Rashi says, a teruvis is the iser. How could you say bittel? There's no bittel, it's all iser. See, the emes is, the Ramah, in Simon Tzadik Tes Sivav, says a chiddush that if you mix milk in water, if the milk is batel b'shishim in the water, you're allowed to mix this water with the meat. Because it's batel. And the Shach brings that the Torah Schatas from the Ramah, he says, what's the chiddush? Because you find such a din that het of het is not batel. You find begat shavah b'klayim. Het of het is not batel. Kamash malon, that the milk in the water is batel. You say it's batel, memel be no basa b'chav if you mix it with meat. And what's taket achilik? Zak de prima gadim. Because the water is not mechazik the milk at all. So even though it's het of het, it could be batel. Mashen kein, the wool and the linen, the wool is mechazik the linen, it makes everything aser. So male, that's why it can't be bittel. Now the Rishayim say, Taisus and the Rosh and Nida and the Ridva and others, so why do we find this thing that milk is bittel and meat? Why don't we say that tipus chol shnofel achaticha, even if it doesn't have benais and pam, it should aser because it's not shaykh bittel? So the Rishayim say, basa b'cholav is a chiddush, because we say, derech bishl asatera. It's not a vart of bittel b'raif. It's a vart that it's not called basa b'cholav when you can't taste the cholav in the meat. That doesn't have a shame basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov says lo sevashel. Derech bishel means you could taste it. If you can't taste the milk and the meat, so it's b'chol not basa b'cholov. Not a vort of bittel. There's a tshuva shebi kinega, simen rei zayin, that wants to learn from this that there's no din of aim of outlanis l'chatchilu by basa b'cholov. It's not a vort of bittel. Bittel anyway you can't have. It's heter beheter. And like we said, it's a teruva set ases. It's not chayach bittel. It's tam. It's b'chol not an iser. Basa b'cholov needs tam cholov. Without tam cholov, derech bishel asheteru. That's the gemara in chul and daf kufches. So Mela doesn't pass the din of aim of outlanis l'chatchilu. When you have to come on to bittel, there's a din. Aim of outlanis l'chatchilu. Here it's not a vort of bittel. It's anyway no bittel. It's heter beheter. So Bikveg is mitzadin, that maybe do we know din of aim of al nisla chatchila here. The Shach in Simon Reish Sadik Tes, Belchus Kalayin, he brings the Levush, that the Levush says, you know why there's no bittel by Begich Ova by Kalayin? Because each thread is oimed bifnei atzmai. Bittel is when you have one big teruvis. Here each thread is oimed bifnei atzmai, so mail it doesn't pass bittel. That's what the Shach brings from the Levush. Zak the Shach, the Levush, missed the Rishonim. The Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim say, because it's had to be had to, and the Teruvis is in us, it's a Chatich Achas Alisser. He says, the Tam, that each thread is Oim Fnei Atzmai, is not a good Tam, have a Raif in this Gemara. The Gemara in Tamura Daf Lama Dalit says, that the Seir Nazar is Batal in the Sack. Even though each thread is Oim Fnei Atzmai, obviously it's not a good Tam. He says, that's called Teruvis of Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish b'yavish means you have a few things aser mutter, they're not physically combined. Each one is eif ne'atzmai. It's called the teruvus because you don't know which one's aser, which one's mutter. That is bittel. The reason why there's no bittel here is like the Rishayim say, because each one is heter, the teruvus asers, it's a chetich achas shalisser. So the Biskei Tshuva, they brings down the Chsam Sefer that a lot of Levush knew the Rishayim. But the Levush held that when you have a teruvus of lach b'lach, when you have a physical combination, there is no heter, there is no iser, I mean, of teruvus heter beheter. He brings rayas, a little bit shver what the rayas saw, but he brings rayas by kalayim, that there's no din of, when it's a teruvus of yavish b'yavish, lach b'lach, I mean, even if it's heter beheter and the teruvus is the iser, it also doesn't aser. So the Levush is going with the Rishonim. The Levush doesn't mean to say Yisoyin, that since each thread is Oimah B'fnei Atzmai, it's B'chlal Nachayach Bittel. Avada, that alone wouldn't be a reason. It's only because you also have the Svar of the Rishonim that it's Heter B'Heter, and the Teruvus is the Aser, it's a Chatich Ha'achah Shalisser, and that's why it's not Bittel. But the Levush holds you need more. You need also that it's only by Teruvus Yavish B'Yavish, by lach b'lach, even b'chai gavni, you say it's batal. So why are the Rishonim asking for basa b'cholov? That's a teruvus of lach b'lach. So Sam Seifer says, v'ket, you learn now from basa b'cholov. That's him, there wouldn't be such a svar, but you learn out from basa b'cholov, since you see the Torah said by basa b'cholov, derech bishul aser Torah, so m'meila the cholov would be batal in the basa, so there you learn out that the svar of heter beheter doesn't apply to lach b'lach. It only applies to Yavish B'Yavish. So the Chsam Sefer, and this is the way he's teaching the Levush, is saying that Basa B'Cholov also have to come on to Bittul. It's just that you can have a Bittul of Heter B'Heter as long as it's a Bittul of Lach B'Lach, a complete physical Teruvis. The only time you don't say Bittul of Heter B'Heter is when it's Yavish B'Yavish, each string is Ayim Fnei Atzmai. You want to call it Teruvis because you don't know which one's us or which one's Mutter. So now we say that when they're all Mutter, but they're all us together, then you don't say it's called a teruvus. Mashen kein lach b'lach. But the Rishonim are mashma that way. The Rishonim are mashma that the Yisoy by Basa B'cholov B'chol doesn't have to do with bittel. The chefs of Basa B'cholov needs tam. Derech bishul asheteru, like Rabbi Kveiga learns. It's not als bittel b'chol. And in the etzim sor of heter beheter, it sounds like the Rishonim were asked the kasha from Basa B'cholov held that if added a sor of heter beheter would pass even by a teruvus of lach b'lach, it wouldn't be called the teruvus of Isser and Heter if it's one shtick Isser, even though the teruvus is lach b'lach. And Mele by Basa B'cholov, you have the answer of Derech Bishul Asetayr and doesn't have to come on to Bittul B'chlal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.